These are the sounds of Oregon State College for the school year 1955-56. These are the events of Beaverland, recorded on the spot as they actually happened. And you were there.
Up to the line of scrimmage, the Beavers spiral.
The date, September 17th, and the first football game.
Back spot, Berry at full, Segrist at quarter, and Wesley at left half. Here he goes, Wesley taking a single, taking a handoff around, and he goes into the end zone for Oregon State, scoring the first touchdown of the game. 6, Oregon State, nothing, BYU. Now the Beavers trying to, for that point after touchdown, with Francis holding and Wesley doing the kicking. Francis calling for the ball. It's down. It's in the air. It's a good. It's good. So the Beavers draw first blood, 7-0 over BYU.
The KOAC announcer explains the importance of the BYU victory.
The final score, Brigham Young University 0, Oregon State College 33. And as we commented a while ago after that last OSC touchdown, their fifth, that is the largest advantage held by an Oregon State team in almost 5 years. Back in 1951, OSC beat another team from Utah, the University of Utah, Salt Lake City, 61-28 for a 33-point advantage. And that marks the first victory for Oregon State College since their opening game 1 year ago today. And, of course, the first victory for Tommy Prothro as head coach of Oregon State College in this opening game at Parker Stadium in Corvallis for 1955.
I believe in Oregon State.
September 22nd, and Dr. Sheldon of our own chemistry department addresses the new Beavers at the Freshman Pledge Convocation.
I believe in our traditions. A heritage from the deeds and dreams of yesterday. I believe in our sportsmanship and honor, a reality with the students of today. I believe in our aspirations and our ideals, the assurance of a magnificent tomorrow.
September 23rd, and on Coleman Field, the annual freshman mix and picking up pawpaws. October and homecoming week. The noise of the winning parade float of Alpha Omicron Pi, Kappa Delta Rho, and Pi Kappa Alpha as the winners came down Monroe Street that night. Remember the Midnight Show and Phil Carlin?
Do that geology.
And the highlight of the midnight show, the presentation of the homecoming queen for 1955.
To introduce to you the students and alumni of Oregon State College, your 1955 homecoming queen, Queen Jeanette McDonald of Delta, Delta, Delta.
I hardly know what to say except thank you, and I'm so happy. Thank you.
Thank you, Queen Jeanette.
The Three Spades created quite a sensation on the program with their own special brand of harmony.
Ya-da-da-da. Standing in the cold. Well, since she's been away, I've never had a happy day. I hope and I pray that she'll hear my plea, and maybe someday she'll come back. Well, here in my heart, there's a story untold.
And remember Barbara Bogue's Birth of the Blues?
They heard the breeze in the trees singing weird melodies.
October 22nd, a beautiful day for the homecoming football game.
First and goal to go for the Beavers on the Washington State College Cougars 1 yard line. And up come the orange and black boys. Moving offensively, 1 yard to go for Paydirt. Francis carrying the ball wide around his left end, goes in untouched, and he scores.
Another touchdown thrill and a fine homecoming battle as the Beavers set up their second and last touchdown of the game.
The Beavers moving from their own nine, and the ball is snapped to Francis, who runs hard over his left guard and down to about the two. Joe Francis really boomed. The Beavers now first and goal to go on the two. Their single wing right. The ball is snapped to the full, who dives for the touchdown and gets it. The ref signals. The Beavers lead 13 to nothing. Listen to the crowd. Trying now for the extra point after that Beaver touchdown, Joe Francis will hold for Cyril. The ball is down and the kick is in the air. It is good, good. So the Beavers go out in front, 14 to nothing.
The final score, Oregon State 14, Washington State 6. Football fever was high all season as Tommy Prothro, our new coach, brought the Beavers undisputed second place in the Pacific Coast Conference.
We want Prothro!
We want Prothro!